Give me the phone.
What?
Give me the phone.
I'm not giving you the phone.
Give me the phone.
All right, so it's the end of your morning crew. I'm Andy Summers. My friend Dave is here, Dave Cruz. And this is fun. This is fun what? And horrifying and all these wonderful things.
And this is what I get for leaving my phone on the counter in front of me.
You're right.
Your long arms just reached over and snatched it away.
So Dave is a single guy, and he's on, I don't know how many dating apps you're on.
There's a Tinder, there's a Bumble, there's a whole bunch going on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, luckily I didn't see the Tinder, but yesterday we were talking, after the show, we were talking about Bumble. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen a dating app before, right. Like in action, because I'm married, and I think all of my friends are married.
Yeah, so these didn't exist.
No, back when you were single. Exactly.
The good old days when you meet someone, you just go out and get drunk.
So here's the thing, Dave. Like, you talk about being single all the time. Like, mm-hmm. This is part of your persona, how you are just longing for a relationship.
Yeah.
But when I'm looking at your profile, it's no wonder you're not finding it.
I'm worried that you just keep hitting things on my phone.
I'm not. I'm just looking at your profile.
I've explained
right
to you the left swipe and the right swipe, right?
Right. So, okay. All right, 215-263-6700, because I really want to help my friend Dave out here.
My profile is amazing.
What do you swipe right on? Okay, so let's talk about that, because I don't think that a lot of people are swiping right.
There is nothing wrong with my profile. It is perfect.
Let's just talk about it.
Perfect.
All right, it starts off with your main profile picture. So okay. This is the first thing that people see,
yes.
Right? Okay, so it's you with a bartender, and you're both holding rum. And I'm guessing this is in, like, Jamaica, because there's red stripe behind you.
So that's pretty indicative of my life. You see that picture, you know what you're getting.
Then that's good. If this is the image that you want to project, then, right? But, I mean, like, if you actually want a woman...
Is that
like,
not a good first picture?
Well, like, how old are the women that you want to date? Because... You're not in your 20s. This is a picture of a guy in his like that's what I'm thinking. This is
so I look younger
than
that picture.
This is that casual.
Thank you.
Kind
that
of
I'm
thing.
Keeping that one. That's
right.
A keeper.
Let's move on to the next one, which is way too dark. I can barely see your face, and you have a dog, which is pretty much all this is saying. But okay, I get that because mm-hmm. You're looking for someone who's
exactly.
Into dogs.
So we have liquor and a dog.
Liquor and a dog.
Perfect.
And then that's you wearing makeup. Awkward.
Okay.
It either looks like you're wearing makeup or that you've airbrushed your face.
But does the picture look good?
It sold. Doesn't look
three
real.
For three.
I don't think so. Okay, and then there's a grainy picture of you with an old man at a game, but I don't think you're with
wait.
That old man.
I'm not
Are you with,
the old man.
Well, why is
no.
he in the picture?
He's in the background.
What? Like, why did you choose this picture?
I don't think I cropped. I'm smiling.
Oh, so you also smile is what you're saying.
Smile.
I have a dog and
alcohol,
I smile.
Alcohol, dog, I wear makeup and I smile.
Good Lord.
Those are the four me's of being me. And then what?
This next picture with you in the Hawaiian shirt.
Shows I have great fashion sense. It shows I'm fun.
Dave, you look at least 20 years older than you actually are in this picture.
I think I look happy and fun.
Again, I have to ask who your target is.
I'm worried.
Who's your target demo? Because...
At this point, anyone that would swipe right, it seems.
You're
do you approve of any of these pictures?
You didn't shave. You are... This is awful.
This stuff was my thing. It's like my Clooney thing.
And then this last one is like... This last photo that you have on here doesn't even look like any of the other people that are in these pictures. It's you, probably on that Jamaica trip.
Yeah.
Right? But and you're topless.
There you go.
But I mean...
God bless America. That one's yours. Enjoy it.
Honestly, of all the pictures that I'm not generally for topless photos, this is
That's
definitely
the
best one. This
the
is the
shirtless
best one. The shirtless one is the best
I
picture
I only put
of you.
That up there because men enjoy it when girls will put, like, bikini pictures up. So that's a little something to show you what you're
don't
getting.
Don't talk about that anymore. That's gross. but I you know, so
about,
I don't
how about
know.
My profile? Like the words.
Why don't you read them? Let's
oh my
hear,
God,
let's
you
hear your
there?
Words in your
all right,
words.
This is magic. I can make minute rice in 58 seconds. I have all my toes. Favorite color is clear. I hate condiments. I love puppy breath. It should be a cologne scent. I have two first date rules, no running, and nothing to do with mannequins. If that doesn't make you swipe
what
right, then
mean?
There's no helping you.
What does that mean?
You picture that. You put that with the topless photo and the one with me wearing makeup and the Hawaiian shirt. I mean, that's a party.
I don't understand.
That's a
what,
party,
what's
Andy?
With the mannequins? That's awkward. And then no running?
That's why
so
it's
you just
a rule.
Mean you don't want to run. You don't.
I don't want to.
I don't know. So can you help Dave out?
Makes perfect sense.
Or am I totally off base on this?
Clearly.
That's, all right, maybe. I see you. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Andy. How are you this morning?
We're doing great. We're trying to help out my friend Dave Cruz with his profile on...
Hold on. I don't need help.
Dave. The mannequin has to go.
I see you. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. It is Natalie.
Natalie, let's get a woman's perspective on Dave's profile. Do you think that you would swipe right on him?
No.
What? Natalie, come on.
Mannequins, why are there mannequins on there?
Hi, this is Brian. I heard that you were looking for some Tinder tips, and I figured I might chime in a little
bit. All right, Brian, be my wingman, buddy. Help me out.
All right, so I would start off with an Old Dominion line. It worked really well for me. It actually got me engaged in the music video.
You got engaged through Tinder?
On Tinder. I was the one that got engaged in the Old Dominion music video.
Oh, my gosh.
My first line to her was, hey, girl, what's up? I know it's late, but I knew you'd pick it up.
So that should be my whole, like, the only words on my profile should just be that.
Yep. And then she actually responded with, you know, the next verse.
So. Oh, that is love.
That's very cute.
That's how you got to do it. That's how you got to do it.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Well played, Brian.
And I hope it works out for you.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. You're welcome. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you, Brian.
I'll give it a shot. I appreciate all the advice. I love it when people who have had success on these apps or sites can let me know what one specific thing worked for them. And yeah. I will take all their good ideas and jam them together to create a much more appealing me.
We are being inundated with calls saying take out references to mannequins.
In my defense.
So please do that.
Wait, but in my defense, it specifically says no mannequins on a first date. So I don't see what the problem is. It seems like a good rule.
215-263-6700.
No.
Good Lord. XTU, good morning. Is this Trish?
It is. Hi, Andy. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Trish. Good morning. Do you have some dating advice for me?
I do. Instead of putting things you don't want, how about put stuff that you enjoy doing?
Oh, that's very... So instead of saying no running and no mannequins...
Right. What would be the opposite of that, Dave?
Netflix and potato chips.
Netflix and potato chips.
I love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.